13-5, Marlette over Harbor Beach. 8-point lead with 3:15 left in the first. Marlette firing on all cylinders, and they're playing with a V12 tonight. Eli Kraft for three, top of the key, off the mark to the right. Rebound still loose, brought in by Jacob Butterfield. Cody Seaman in the right wing. Back up to Eli Kraft, top of the key. Dribbles into the lane, goes up for the shot. He's fouled. Count the basket and one. Eli Kraft drives to the lane. Before the game, John Mooney was noting that the only two players really shooting free throws for Harbor Beach, Josh Shelkey and Eli Kraft.
Going to have to get a lot of people up on the line. Today, Colin Cook had an opportunity, and no doubt the next time he's on the line, he's going to go ahead and perform like a good senior does.
Connor Thomas was charged with the foul, his first for Marlette, and the second for the team, both teams with two fouls. Eli Kraft at the line shooting one, and this one's good. Eli Kraft with 5 points, 13-8, a 5-point difference. Harbor Beach trailing on the road at Marlette. Storm being your point guard now, over to the right corner to Shaw, who takes a three right there. This one's good. That man can shoot. He has 9 points, is 16-8. Can't even get that man an inch, and he's going to make it over right over you. Butterfield in the right corner for three. This one's way short, and rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Marlette. Harbor Beach will get the ball underneath their own hoop on the left side of your radio. 2.5 to play in the first.
Each possession is going to be so important for Harbor Beach.
Josh Shelkey on the inbounds. Back out to Eli Kraft, left wing. Drives into the lane. Kicks it out to a wide-open Butterfield for three. Yes.
That was a nice shot by Butterfield.
Butterfield in the books with a three. It's now a 5-point game again, 16-11. Harbor Beach in double digits. As Storm comes right down the court, takes the three for himself. No good. Rebound Butterfield after a little bit of miscombobulation. Eli Kraft to Cody Seaman. Drives down the lane. Kicks it back out to Kraft. Over to Butterfield for three, left wing. This time, no rebound into the hands of Marlette's 33, Hunter McGinnis. Harbor Beach pressure, though. Marlette still not over midcourt. There they go to Brad Shaw. But on the right wing, dribbling now into the corner to Storm for three, no. Kind of an odd release on him. He starts very low. And now here comes Josh Shelkey on the transition. Tried to juke move, and he missed the layup. Here comes Marlette, still leading by five. Brad Schaub, top of the key, against Cody Seaman. Harbor Beach in a man-to-man, but they're sagging. Over to McGinnis, right wing. Trying to feed into Reagan in the right corner. Against Josh Shelkey, back up to McGinnis, top to Schaub. Minute 15 left in the first. Schaub drives right down the lane, jump stop, no good. Gets his own rebound, misses that. Gets another rebound, tipped twice, no good there. And finally gets that one to go. Padding the stats indeed. Four rebounds right there for Brad Schaub, and he gets 2 points to do so. 18-11, Marlette by seven, 1 minute remains. Eli Kraft right down with the floater on the right side in for two. 18-13, 5-point game again, 50 seconds left in the first. We knew it was going to be a shootout. We're barely hanging on here. Storm drives right down the lane to the right side, and he
traveling.
Hit a little contact, but also
Butterfield held his ground, and he did a little hop, step, and a jump, and that's all it took.
Andrew Storm is 6'2" and a sophomore. Jacob Butterfield, 5'8". Out there for Harbor Beach right now, Eli Kraft, Cody Seaman, Josh Shelkey, Butterfield, and Colin Cook goes up for the layup, and it's good from the left side. Colin Cook in the books with 2 points. A 3-point game, 18-15. 25 seconds left in the first. Schaub taking his time against Cody Seaman. Cross midcourt, left to right across your radio.
Pirates really have to dig in right here. If they can go in at the end of the first quarter down by three, that was really quite a survival act.
Schaub taking his time, 7 seconds left. Now a pick set. Schaub takes a three from the right wing. Yes.
That is
good. And that is how the first quarter will end, with a score of 21-15. Marlette leading by six. But Harbor Beach fighting back when it counts the most. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Fellow citizens, do you know the American way? No, it's not baseball, apple pie, and Chevrolet. It's to sue. Never work another day in your life and make someone else as miserable for the rest of their life. Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, as a fellow American, I am not proud of this fact, but have a plan of action. Prepare yourself from this unpatriotic exercise and have the proper coverage with a true American, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Protect your future. I'm Clark Ramsey, and I approve this message. One quarter, it's Marlette 21, Harbor Beach 15. Ryan Brown was listening into the huddles. Mr. Brown, take it away.
Well, the Marlette coach and the Marlette team is very, very happy after that first quarter performance. They came out with a lot of energy, shot the ball very well, and coach wants to keep it up. He also wants to keep pounding the glass towards at the end of the first quarter there. They did an excellent job getting putbacks on offensive rebounds, so they're looking to continue to do the same thing.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. John Mooney, what are your thoughts from that first quarter?
I'll tell you what, didn't they shoot out the lights out of the ball, Marlette? 53%? Unbelievable.
Harbor Beach gets the ball back to start the second quarter. Butterfield has it on the right wing, now to Eli Kraft on the left wing. Almost appears that Harbor Beach is starting to slow things down here, working from the outside in. Butterfield, now to Seaman. Now Harbor Beach, I take that back. They're pushing this ball all the way around on their outside perimeter. Butterfield for three from the right wing. Yes, it's good. Butterfield now with 6 points in the night. 21-18, 3-point game. Marlette drives over to Schaub for three from the left wing. He missed, rebound Reagan. Schaub gets it on the give and go, and this one's good from the left side. Schaub with now 16 points in the night already. Eli Kraft on the quick transition, barely even saw the ball go through. 23-20. Anytime Schaub scores, Eli Kraft seems to respond. Over to the left corner for three from Austin Redmond goes no good. Rebound Cody Seaman for Harbor Beach. Butterfield out to Shelkey, left wing to Seaman, over to Eli Kraft on the right wing. Harbor Beach resets their offense over to the left corner to Butterfield. He has two threes in the night already. Josh Shelkey to left post, goes up for it, misses it, gets his own rebound, one dribble, goes up for it. Is the basket good? No word yet. There is a foul, though. Foul's on 25 with a push from Marlette. Looks like the basket is good. That'd be Isaac Dale, the freshman, moved up. 6'2", his first. Basket's good. Josh Shelkey at the line, shooting one. 1-point game, 23-20.
Action's fast and furious.
Can barely keep up here. And we have a tie ball game, folks, at 23 apiece. First tie of the game. 23-23, 3-point play from Josh Shelkey. 6.5 to play in the second quarter. Schaub now, right wing, being guarded by Shelkey. Check that now, Cody Seaman. Pick set from the left, and we have an offensive moving screen. Foul's going to go against the freshman, number 25, Isaac Dale, his second. Team's fourth. So Harbor Beach gets the ball back, trying to take the lead for the first time tonight. They trailed as many as by 9 points. With 5:15 left in the first quarter, 9-0. It's now 23-23. Josh Shelkey in the corner for three in the left side. No, off the front of the iron, rebound. Marlette number one, Austin Redmond. Unbelievable game so far here. Schaub in the left wing, dribbling back up to the top of the key. 5:50 left in the first half. Tied at 23. Schaub picks up his dribble, feeds it to Dale for the jump shot from the left elbow. No good. Rebound Josh Shelkey. Here come the Pirates. Over to the left wing for three from Cody Seaman. No good. Rebound Schaub. 5:30 left. Schaub over to Redmond. Feeds it into the right post, and it's stripped away by Eli Kraft. Kraft pulls up from the left right block. Too strong. No good. Rebound Dale. And here comes Redmond and the Marlette Red Raiders. Picks up his dribble on the right wing, back up to number 22, Connor Thomas. Now Schaub has it at the free throw line, takes the runner, and this one finds the bottom of the rim. 18 points for the man, and a 2-point lead for Marlette. Colin Cook with the jump shot from the right block. This one's no good, a little bit of contact, no foul called. Fouls are 4-2 Marlette so far. Schaub with it, top of the key, left to right across your radio. Redmond now on the right wing. Skip pass to the left wing for three, wide open. This one's good.
I did not see who had that.
Brad Schaub.
Should have known. Brad Schaub wide open for three.